I'm so blessed to see some of our old acquaintances here this morning. And been in the ministry going on 34 years and met a lot of people. And I don't try to put their name with their face because I might put the wrong name with the, wrong face, but whatever. Anyway, we'll be known as we're known one day. So good to see you. Appreciate this privilege to be here. And I want you to pray for the ministry. At the end of the service, Mark and Cindy, I have some Bible markers for you to put in your Bible. Or either if you don't put it on in your Bible, put it on your fridge. That's where you go more frequent. And that's certainly what we've been doing at the English home this week. Oh my, we've just been splurging, just, oh Lord, sinning and everything else. I tell them, I was praying, God, help me. Forgive me, Lord, for gluttony. Amen. But we certainly appreciate the English family. They've been with us now 10 years this January, and what a blessing they have been to the ministry, to the little people, and we're so grateful for them. And at this time, I want Mark to come and just give a word of what's on his heart. We felt like the Lord would have him to say just a word, and come on this time, Brother Mark.
Just real quick, it's been a blessing for our family. We've served with him for about 10 years. At the first, it was just financially. And for us, it's been a blessing because it's the one ministry we've been able to actually engage in. The Lord's never called me to be a preacher or a missionary. But this field is actually as close as my family could get to be totally involved in missions type work. It's truly a different kind of ministry. We go once a year. There's about 3,000 little people given place. This year it was in Nashville, but it's been in Seattle, it's been in San Diego. They meet in various parts, so it truly is like being in the land of Oz. If when you go, as being my size, everybody's Brother Bobby's size, so I become my family becomes the minority, and it's an interesting ministry. Pray for us. We've had the Lord's allowed us to move pretty radically and drastically over the last 10 years. This last year we had somewhat of a setback. They're starting to, the devil's never going to let you get ahead of him. And it actually was a blessing, though, because we recreated the website, we recreated links, we recreated logos. That's why when I wear this shirt, that was the new message or the new logo for us. And so if you'll go visit that, it has messages from Brother Bobby on there. It has a little bit more about what we're doing, but it's definitely been a blessing to my family, and I know he would cover your prayers.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Yeah, I would appreciate you going and checking this out on our way up. It is Live Big Solutions, our BobbyBrindle.com. And Mark is doing an excellent job in putting our messages on three or four links that you'll find there on our web. And it is an international ministry. And I'm just excited about what we hear, and we have people let us know that they are following us on those links, and we are changing the messages pretty frequent, and want to keep that fresh for them. And by the way, if you didn't hear the message that I brought this morning, then you can look on the link and listen to that, and some of you need that bad. Amen. I've preached about being more grateful, not only to God, but one another, and be content with such things as you have. And especially if you got a grumpy companion, you need to be content with them. As I mentioned about my wife calling me sweet and low, even when she calls me sweet and low down, I'm still content with her.
Amen.
But Are you happy this morning?
Amen.
Well, some of you need to tell your face that you is. Amen. This should be the one of the glorious times of the year. It's through the Thanksgiving season and Christmas time. So, but this is usually one of the hardest times for people. That's when that old cloud of depression falls on you, and you're not going to get anything for Christmas, and you didn't get to go to Walmart Friday and all of that. You know, I think back when I was a kid, and I think about what my mother used to give me before Christmas or on Christmas, and my birthday was the next day after Christmas. I can remember my mother giving me an apple and an orange. Some of you may remember that. And I was grateful for that because an apple back then was a delicacy. I want you to think about that a moment. I was grateful just getting an apple and an orange. Going back to the message this morning, I was content with it. And I was grateful for it. As I mentioned, God would be more gracious to us if we would be more grateful for such things as we have. I'd like to bring that again because it's still there, wanting to come out. And I just kind of tiptoed through it for the sake of time this morning. I wanted to give you some other things about what we should be grateful for. But anyway, God's wanting to give you something else in this session. And by all means, be praying for us. Pray for the ministry. And I'm really in need of extra support that I can devote more time to this ministry to little people. As I was sharing briefly with the pastor before this service, and I've asked him to pray about the church supporting us, and you help him pray about that. It would be a blessing to have you folks here being part of the ministry that God has constrained our heart to. And it is international ministry, and I certainly also covet your prayers. Would you pray for us? And at the end of service, if you haven't got one of these Bible markers, get one, and by all means be praying for us. All right. What time normally do you get out? Normally. Around noonish. Okay. I didn't hear that, Cindy. All right. It's been a joy to be here. Appreciate the privilege. And again, I'm grateful for this time of opportunity. And the message today is something that I see that our churches really need. Something that they used to have that they don't have anymore. You want me to pray and let's go home, or you want the message? I want you to really listen and take this message to heart because it's coming from my heart. And you'll find the scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. How many has served in our country? How many has served? How many military men and women do we have? Would you please stand? Let's give them a hand. Amen. Thank you for serving. I appreciate you. All right, the Bible says, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Our precious Holy God, as we thank you for the services, God, already today, and Lord, as we are so grateful that we have such a privilege to come into your sanctuary and enjoy the blessings of song and to open the Word of God and proclaim the truths of the Word of God. And I pray for your fresh anointing on us to proclaim the truths of the Word. And I pray that you give receptive hearts to the children of God to receive what you want them to receive this day. And God, if there be somebody lost in need of the Savior, I pray that God, that you bring them to reality with that, and not only bring them to reality, but save their dear soul. And we'll give you all the praise and give you all the glory. Amen. If my people, that's the blood-bought crowd, that's the ones that have been saved by God's marvelous grace. If my people, that you that are saved, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from ye wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive thy sins and will heal their land. If there's ever time that we born-again children of God needs to search our heart, and as the psalmist said, see if there be any wicked ways in our heart, is in this hour. You know that Jesus is soon coming to take us home. And as I witness, I'm asking sinners now, do you believe that Jesus is soon coming? Biggest percentage, I'm going to say, yes. And our nation is certainly in need of a spiritual healing. It seems that people are more concerned about the economical healing rather than their spiritual healing. We need to get cleaned up that we can bring our nation before God. We need to pray for the spiritual condition of our leaders. We need to pray for the spiritual condition of our nation. I believe that that is God's first priority, that we pray for the spiritual condition of our nation. America certainly needs to turn from their wicked ways. I think about the little 14-year-old boy that got under the burden for whales. And 14 years later, God sent revival to Wales. I think about that little boy, what God did through his burden for Wales, what God would do for our nation if all of you which are called by my name would humble yourselves and pray for the spiritual healing of our great nation. My brothers and sisters, we don't have 14 years left. As I said, even sinners know that Jesus is soon coming. And a lot of you have a little age on me like me. And if there's ever a time we need to get our burden refreshed, is in these last days, whether we go by the grave or by the cloud. If my people What a blessing it would be for you as individuals to get your burden refreshed. What a blessing it would do for the church and for our nation to get your burden refreshed. The same God that little 14-year-old boy prayed for or to is the same God that you and I pray to today. Think about it. If just one of you would get that burden that that little boy had, what it could do. But oh, what God could do even greater if ever one here on the sound of my voice could get that burden that little boy had for our nation and the leaders of our country. God can work and none can hinder. People are more concerned about the economical situation than they are the spiritual condition of our nation. God help us to get our priorities right in that. And also, what saddens my heart to see people that are more concerned about the physical condition of God's people than they are their spiritual condition. And some of you can relate to this. I can remember a time when people had a compassion to see their loved ones and others saved. I can remember a time when people would stand and when prayer requests was taken to stand and had such a burden they couldn't hardly speak for a companion for their children and loved ones. And there's not a one of you here today that don't have some family that's on their way to hell. I have loved ones that are lost. I have a 72-year-old brother that's been like a dad to me, lost. But I'm thankful that God has refreshed my burden from my brother Leon. My brother has been such a blessing. He has an auto parts. He's helped me in keeping my vehicles these many years. He's done a lot for me. And one day when I was praying, I said, God, what can I do in return to help be a blessing to my brother? And God said, pray him out of hell. The greatest reward that I could have would be to have my family in heaven with me. But what saddens my heart, and I hear it in my church, and I'm sure it's in here, as I travel our nation, very seldom ever hear anybody request prayer for their companion, children, or loved ones, or anyone. It seems that people are more concerned about keeping people out of heaven than they are out of hell. And God showed me this. Christ died for the sins. He didn't send His Son to die on Calvary for the economical situation our nation's in. Neither did He send His Son to die for the physical conditions of people. He sent His Son to die for the spiritual needs. And I believe one of the reasons that God is not hearing our prayer in the behalf of all the physical and their many is simply because we got our priority wrong. I believe we need to get that reversed and start praying for the spiritual conditions of one another and our loved ones. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin. Some of the saddest words that I could hear would be my brother or some of my family members or some of them little people. When they stand before Him there at the great white throne, and He looked and say, depart from me, you didn't work iniquity, I never knew. And then them point their finger at me and said, because you lost your burden for me. Because of the life that you live before me. That would be some of the saddest words they could hear. That would be some of the saddest words that I could hear. Search your heart. See if we'd be an example. Is our life being an example? Oh, I don't want to do nothing to hinder my brother. I don't want to do nothing to hinder those little people. I don't want to do nothing to hinder no one from having to die and go to devil's hell. Oh, God help us today. To search your heart. And not to be a hindrance. Psalms 126, verse 5. He speaks about the burden. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth and bearing precious seed shall doubtless coming in with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It will not only be a blessing to you to see your loved ones come in. Oh, how refreshing it would be, and how joyful it would be to get that burden back and to pray, oh man. That would bring some joy. What happened to our burden? What happened to our tears? This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, that He hear of us. And it's not His will that any should perish. And we can pray with confidence. But Sunday school praying won't get it done. This lay me down to sleep prayer won't get it done. Jude 20 says, praying with all ways and supplications. How? In the Holy Ghost. That effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man available. That hot prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Praying always with all prayer and supplications. How? In the Spirit. You know what's sad? A lot of God's people don't know nothing about praying in the Spirit. And I'll be the first one to say, not every time that I pray that I feel that I do. But oh, I tell you what's a blessing. And some of the most blessed times I have in prayer is when I'm traveling down the road. I get to thinking about my loved ones and those little people and friends. And God let me put petition. And then we have that confidence in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, that He hear for us. And if we know that He hear for us, then we know that we have that petition that we desire of Him. And thank God He said that He would fulfill them. And I'm thankful that God has allowed me to put petition after petition in heaven for my loved ones and for them little people and others. If my people, that's you, oh, God, help us today. If one could get this today, could get that burden like the little boy in Wales, what God could do. God, help us. I think about what the Bible says in Matthew 17 about the powerless disciples when they couldn't cast the demon out of that old lunatic. And afterwards they went to Christ and they questioned Him why they wasn't able. And the first thing He said, because of unbelief. Oh, you know why some of you lost your burden? You don't believe that God, you don't believe that God still can save the wicked. There wasn't nobody any weaker than this little man was. I was, oh my, not saying that to be brave. But my little mother believed God. Oh, thank you, Mom. Not going to be long. I'm going to be wee. She just kept loving me. And love cast away a lot of sin. Oh, when I'd be out drinking, she didn't come around sniffing on see if I was. But, you know, she'd always have me a little glass. I can just see that little glass about that high. With tomato juice that she had prepared that summer and prepared me, had me nice breakfast. She didn't say, now you. She just kept on loving me and praying for me and believing that God would You know how some of you pray? Lord, I don't know if you can, but I wish you would if you could. Lord, now that's really a lot of faith. We need to believe God's. Hey, do you believe that God's still able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we may ask to think? If you really believe that, you'd be praying. You would get your burden back. God is still able. God hadn't lost a bit of His power. Amen? And the same God that little boy prayed to for the healing of whales, and the same God that my precious little mother prayed to is the same God that you and I pray to today. And He didn't only say, believe, but also He said, because of lack of faith. And it's, without faith, we can do nothing. But He said, if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, oh, what can be done? I mean, He said, mountains can be moved. Then birds can be moved. And also, God can move on sinners. Just the grain of a mustard seed. The just shall live by faith. Amen. You know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. But I'm seeing God work in my brothers. He calls me about every day. God's a working. Why? God's refreshed my burden for Him. And I ate with Him last week, and I eat with Him. Okay, I didn't say the first thing. He come to where I was at in revival recently. He comes. And He called me and was asking questions. That's God working. And I went out to eat with Him a couple of days after He come. I didn't say the first thing about the meeting. We just talked about it. But if He'd have said something, then I would have replied. But since He didn't open the door, I just let God continue to work. My little mother didn't come down on me because of my way of living. There's a time I used to think that I must have been the Holy Ghost because I tried to pressure. But I realize it's God. We just need to be sensitive to God while we need to deal with the lost. And then not only He said because of unbelief, but also He said because of lack of faith. But then He said, what else did He say? Prayer. And fasting. That's a no-no. Some of you, if you thought you had to miss one meal, you'd starve to death. My little mother, didn't know that much about fasting, but I've seen her push her plate back many a time. She's under burden. And I'm not saying this to be, but I'm thankful for the time God has given me in fasting. I'm thankful for the English family. We fast before we go to these meetings. Why? God honors that. It's also healthy for you, especially after this Thanksgiving. I'm not saying for you to go on a 40-day and 40-night fast, which I set out to a few years ago. But when I got to the 20th day, God said, you got the victory. And I'm not going to. And that one year, I was on such a burden, I probably fasted 100 days. God does things. I remember because I had messed my stomach up by being a boozer when I was young, I wanted to be able to fast, but I couldn't fast because of that. And God showed me to go on a 5-day fast and drink milk. On the second day, as I was walking through my living room, God spoke to my heart about praying, and I fell down on my knees and began to pray, and God touched my stomach that day. I ate jalapenos now. I ate all kinds of spicy foods. Hadn't had a bit of trouble. I've been saved going on 39 years. God still can do great things. If one of you could get this message today, what God could do for you as individuals, what God could do for this church, and what God would do for our nation. If my people that shall call by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Got to turn from that weakness. Because if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear. I don't care how saved you are. Oh, there's so much in this. I got 10 minutes. Are you listening? This is serious. And it's been a burden on my heart to see how our prayer life has changed to the... We need to... God wants us to put this in preeminence. This should be our priority, to pray for the spiritual condition of our weakness of our country and the spiritual conditions of sinners and others. Amen. Let me give you one other thing there. You know, in Luke chapter 5, this man that was sick of palsy, four men teamed up on him. Said, did they beat up on him? No, they picked him and his couch up and took him to the temple. And because of the multitude, they couldn't get him into Jesus. But they wasn't like a lot of Christians I know. They didn't give up because of the hindrance. See, some of you have given up on your loved one because they've gotten more wicked. Well, don't you know, more you pray, more wicked they're going to get. But just keep on putting invitations up and believe in God. They didn't give up. They took him up on the roof and took the shingles off. And when Jesus saw him, he saw their faith. And he said, pick up your couch and walk. Here, four men teamed up on him. What would it do for the church to team up on somebody in this community? Pastor, you might pray and ask God who you would have the church to team up on. Put their picture and their name on the bulletin board and the church get on the board and pray. It works. They were one of my cousins, early part of my time in serving God. I was a choir director at our church there years ago. My pastor got the church on the burden for my cousin, which every Saturday night he'd get drunk and beat up on his wife. She'd come in with Blue Places on her, and they had a little daughter. And we were getting ready for a revival. I don't know, it's like months. And every time, my pastor wouldn't say nothing about praying for anything but Creed Chapman. And that went on, and the church got on the burden. And when the revival come, the last night of revival, I was sitting on the front pew, about where you at. At the service already started, I heard the back door close. I didn't even look around. I knew who it was. Amen. I'm wanting to run. What God would do if we are simply pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. We need to go with attitude of prayer. Get your prayer life. The priority right about your prayer life. Get back to praying for the weakness of our nation and the weakness of our leaders and the weakness of sinners. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that go forth and weep a band present seed shall doubtless come again. We rejoice. Bring in. Get in that secret place of prayer and pray, and God will reward you openly. We need to get back to believing God. And the Bible says in Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall, hallelujah, glory to God, have them. My little mother simply believed God. Look at me. Do you believe that God still can do exceedingly and abundantly above what we may ask to think? According. You know. You believe that? Would you stand? And if you really believe that, won't you come and ask God to refresh your burden? And search your heart. See if there be anything there that would hinder. That would hinder anyone from receiving Christ. While we stand, ever have you normally want to do the invitation?